When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Pod Save the King!
Hello and welcome back to Pod Save the King. I am your host, Anne Gripper, and it feels like we've had an almost normal royal week, which actually gives us lots of really fun things to talk about. And I'm delighted to welcome back Jennifer Newton, who's on the Mirror's online team, writing all about royal stuff all of the time and has been every bit as busy as Russell over the last few weeks,
definitely,
frankly.
Definitely, yeah, yeah.
I was looking back at when Jen was last on, and it turns out it was back in January. It was the week when it was announced that Charles was going to need surgery and Kate had already had surgery.
Yeah. And that, even though that was only, what, 3 months ago, it seems like a lifetime ago now, doesn't it? Yeah. So much has happened.
It really, really does. But it feels like maybe now we're kind of past the crazy phase, both of, I don't know, everything going difficult for the royal family and getting it more difficult from a health point of view, and then all the madness that erupted out on social media, which was just, I mean, what did you make of all of that?
I don't know, it just seemed to kind of come out of nowhere and then didn't go away. I mean, I don't know, it just, too many people with too much time on the hands, I think that was the problem.
Yes, I think that is often a good summary for a lot of what goes on social media. But anyway, yeah. There have been some truly fabulous photos this week.
Yes.
And I mean, it's always a bit weird talking about photos when we're on essentially voice.
Yes.
But actually, we've probably all seen them.
Yeah, I think most people will have seen this picture that you're going to talk about.
Well,
yeah.
There's a few good ones, but we have to start with Prince Louis.
Yes.
I mean, talking about time flying by, he is six already.
I can't believe it, no.
Happy sixth birthday to Prince Louis. But it was a bit different how William and Kate put the picture out in the end. Obviously, the last time the picture went out, that was part of all of the madness.
Yes,
the editing
that added to it. Yeah, definitely.
And it's definitely the first time they've had to put out a birthday picture and say, this photo has not been edited.
No, yeah, that was made clear that it hadn't been edited. And so it was a bit different the way we got the photo this time. So what they've done previously is they're kind enough to give it to us under an embargo that we don't use it. You know, we get it earlier in the day until we don't use it later in the day, and it can make the front pages of the papers.
Almost always on at least some of the front pages.
Yeah, yeah, on the actual day of the birthday. But yeah, we got to Monday night, the day before Louis' birthday, on Tuesday, and there was no picture, which I suppose it was a little bit unclear whether they were going to release a picture, because I mean, if you remember when Kate gave that really emotional video when she revealed what she's been going through, the cancer diagnosis, the treatment, she did ask for privacy, so it wouldn't have been a surprise if there was no picture. But it does seem to seem that they wanted to say thank you to the people who had sent birthday wishes. So a picture was made available, but it was put out on their social media pages on Tuesday lunchtime, so people could see it there. So we did get the picture, and it was taken by Kate as well, which was really nice. But yeah, it was in a slightly different way. But to be honest, the way I saw it was, it worked fine the way it worked this time. I don't think, I mean, if you're not part of what we do in the royal reporting world, I don't think you would have seen a difference, really.
No, I guess it just means that the picture was probably on the front pages
a day later. Yeah.
And I think quite often in the past they've released one picture on the day, and then sometimes they'll put out a follow-up one the next day saying, oh, thank you for all the kind wishes, and like, essentially, here's an extra treat of another picture that we really like, which is always really lovely. But yeah, and it was a really lovely picture, but it was also quite simple.
Yeah, it was quite, just Louis, him, his face looking really happy and, sweet. There wasn't much, I don't know what the photography word is, background noise, do you know what I mean? It was just him and, his little cheeky face.
I think it was one back in the day, I think it must have been George, like pushing a little trolley cart, like walker thing along.
Oh yeah, I remember that, yeah.
I think probably the most memorable one of Louis is that one from lockdown with his painty hands with the rainbow on.
The Instagram versus reality, that was lovely, yeah.
Which was really fun. But there was something looking at it, it felt really familiar already. So I was like, have I seen something really similar to this before? Or did they pose like this before? And I couldn't quite work out what it was. And then helpfully someone has done a montage of all of the Louis pictures from over the years. And he really does like to wear a check shirt. Or his mum really likes to, or dad really likes to put him in a check shirt.
Well, yeah, every picture, there's obviously six pictures now. Is there six? Seven? He's got the check shirt on apart from the first birthday picture. So yeah, it must be a trademark. His fashion trademark.
fashion trademark at the age of six. Excellent. And also I think the was another, I can't remember which of the Instagram accounts it was that I saw, but they said, I knew immediately that this reminded me of a picture. And for them, it wasn't actually a picture of Louis or one of the other children. It was of Kate on the front cover of Vogue when she's got that sort of very country look and the hat.
With the hat, yes.
But she's got the head tilt and the smile.
Yeah.
And if you put the two of them next to each other, it's sort of like a weird mirror image. It's very peculiar.
Yeah, I think Louis, I did see a few reports this week saying he looks a bit of his dad, but for me, I don't see William in him. He's all Kate. He's all Middleton is Louis.
Yeah, people quite often say he looks like Kate's dad as well.
Kate's dad, yeah. I can definitely see that, yeah.
He also looks like he's almost being good. He's got a reputation for being sort of the cheeky, we love seeing him on the balcony at Drooping the Colour, let's face it.
And, yeah.
All eyes on him during, the coronation or the carol concert for what's Louis going to do next. But he looks like, right, I'm going to be still for a minute, Mum. I'm going to say cheese. And then I'm going to run off and cause mayhem in the garden.
Yeah, I can imagine, after that, he's like, right, can I go now? Can I go back to my playing, whatever game it was he was playing or sport? But yeah, definitely.
So it was really nice that they did put a picture out. It would have felt like something actually was missing. And I guess to a certain extent, they've made this tradition for themselves, putting out a picture, usually taken by Kate.
Yes.
And now if you don't do it, we've been talking about it with Russell in terms of the Royal Diary, if you expect somebody to turn up and then it doesn't happen, it's a bigger deal.
That would have probably raised more questions. So maybe it's best that they did put it out and they did. And yeah, like I said, I think it's worked well, but everyone's happy, it seems.
Tell us about some of the birthday traditions that the Wales family like to do.
So we've heard before, this was from Kate, this was quite a few years back. I don't remember if you remember, she was on that programme with William and with Mary Berry at Christmas. And they were talking about bacon, obviously, that's what you're going to talk about with Mary Berry. And she said the night before the children's birthdays, she likes to stay up really late and make cake for them. So hopefully she's been well enough to do that on Monday night, and they all had a nice cake to eat on Tuesday. Once Louis had blown the candles out, of course, six candles.
What's your preferred birthday cake?
This is really controversial, but even as a child, I used to ask my grandma to make, a spice fruit cake.
Oh,
I know. A lot of people go, why? But I just really like spice fruit cake, yeah.
It's probably a great result at your birthday party though, because all your friends come, it's like, I don't want that cake.
Yeah,
it's
I don't want that cake.
I can keep it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are chocolate all around in our house. So it's great. And William and Kate have their wedding anniversary coming up as well.
Yeah, that's on Monday,
13 years.
Yeah, I can't believe 13 years. I remember watching it, yeah.
Do you know what the anniversary gift is for 13 years? I looked it up just before the show.
I have no idea.
I'm not quite that far. What are we on this year? We're on 9. I think I've got to get pottery. Lace.
Oh, right.
Probably slightly easier for William buying for Kate.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what.
How much you can buy in return for him. That's
lace. You can buy from Roy. I mean, you might be better off buying yourself a present and allowing him to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Be something nice in lace. A little bit racy maybe for God Save the King, but there we go, we've got to have our fun somehow. And obviously lace actually is probably quite an appropriate one if we think back to her stunning wedding dress.
Yeah, there's a lot of lace on that. Maybe she could I wonder where she has that dress, where that dress is now.
It could be in the Royal Archives somewhere.
Yeah, maybe they'll go and see it or something like that. Yeah. Reminisce.
It's always nice each year because everybody gets excited and posts the pictures back out on social media. And I love a wedding dress picture.
Yeah, me always. Too.
Speaking of fantastic dresses, not a wedding dress.
No.
Actually, one of Sophie's favourites. Really sort of vibrant, it's coral.
Yes.
Coral boule dress, but she wore that to go to the Orbis Visionaries reception. She's the global ambassador for the International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness. We know that sight loss is one of Sophie's real key areas. We spoke to Vision Foundation a couple of years ago, probably sometime during lockdown, I would imagine, about her work with them. So check that one out in the archive if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about that. But she was at the reception at Abbey Road Studios. So obviously, what have you got to do when you're at Abbey Road?
You've got to walk across the zebra crossing outside and recreate that Beatles album cover, don't you? Yeah.
The Beatles moment.
Yeah.
And it is a fantastic picture. Interesting as well, thinking about, you know, we talk quite a lot about why don't the royals promote Sophie and Edward and Anne and their work a bit more, or give people a bit more opportunity to go. Is it that they don't promote it, or is there not the appetite for people to go there? But the number of sort of picture agencies or photographers who were there who were releasing the pictures was quite small. So a lot of these pictures are actually paid pictures rather than the main agencies that places have subscriptions with. But yeah, Sophie's giving it full beans in heels.
Yeah.
In her lovely dress, walking across the zebra crossing. What did you think when you saw the picture?
I thought it was quite fun because it seems like she's posing as well. Like, she knows it's a fun moment and she's just, having fun with it. But it seemed like she needs like three more Beatles to join her, doesn't she?
I just thought she looked not exactly lonely because she looks like she's having a great time, but that there's something missing. And that, particularly at a time when, you know, two key players in the royal family are, well, I mean, the king we see a bit, makes sure he has seen when he's in London, and we see him doing some of his official duties within the palace as he hosts visits and that kind of thing with a small number of people to sort of minimise contact. But essentially, he and Kate are largely out of the picture.
Yeah.
And then you've got the sort of the extra slim down version of the royal family doing all this. I was just like, okay, Sophie's here on her own, but it is such a fantastic picture.
Maybe once Kate's better and she can, like, she should go back with Sophie and Camilla and Anne.
Oh yeah,
and do the full thing.
I mean, that would be,
I'd love to see that.
That would be great. That's wish list for this year. Yeah. And the other thing I really liked about this, so Sophie's worn that dress a couple of times before, turns out. So she wore it for the coronation concert.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And she wore it to give a speech in Ethiopia. But this version, or at least some versions of this picture, they show it's actually got quite a nice leg split in it.
I didn't know it had that. Yeah, that's quite, yeah.
It's got some nice buttoning, nice leg split, very nice. And it's clearly, you know, whether she picks it for, you know, I've got to give a speech, this is a dress that makes people feel good.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to a party, this is a dress that makes me feel good. So always good to have one of those in your wardrobe. And yeah, Sophie has been quite busy as usual. She's been to Bath and West Showground, went to Yeo Valley Farm. Cute picture of her patting a mummy pig with the little piglets down the side at one of those events. And then she was up in Bedford as well at the King's Arms Project, which is a charity dedicated to tackling homelessness, displacement and isolation, and was at an English language class to find out about how immigrant and refugee women are gaining independence through learning the language they need for everyday conversations and interactions. I mean, what's your take on Sophie and people's kind of, I don't know, whether we need to see more of her or do more with her, I don't know, appetite for Sophie?
I think there is the appetite there for Sophie. I mean, when I ever go on social media, her pictures of her out and about, like the one from earlier in the week, like you were talking about, where she was petting the pigs, was coming up quite a lot. So I think there is an appetite there, but for whatever reason, it doesn't get the breakthrough. I mean, I suppose within the hardened royal fans, there's the appetite there, but then in the wider public, you know, I'm not really sure if there is, or if, I mean, I'm assuming, you know, God forbid, there's some people in this country who probably have no idea who she is. So
yeah, and I guess whether it's when it's the wider family, people get a bit more about, like, who are they, why are we paying for them? It gets a bit more complicated. Right, my other favorite, well, it's not even a picture but series of pictures, look, let's call it a look of the week, Camilla.
Yeah.
who, you know, has been bossing it the last few months.
Yeah, definitely.
She's basically had to. But this outfit for her visit to the lawyer, to the Lancers, her first visit since becoming Colonel in Chief, was fantastic.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. And when I saw the picture, I was like, oh my God, what is she wearing? But in a great way. It was just so striking. And she really went there, didn't she, with the... You know, we always say the royals have given a nod to something. Well, this was unmistakably, it was a nod to the Lancers, wasn't
it? She's like, I'm basically wearing the uniform. Yeah. I'm the daughter of a former Lancer. She called herself a daughter of the regiment because her father, Major Bruce Shand, had served with the 12th Lancers during World War II and got 2 military crosses for his work, which is pretty impressive. But yeah, so it's like this navy sort of coat dress, which was designed by Fiona Clare, whose son is also actually a captain in the Lancers and was there. But yes, it's like a striking bold navy coat, which is, you know, striking enough, but it's the red on the collar, the red on the, like, the beret and that angle, and, you know, talking about the tilt of Kate's hat on the Vogue cover or the tilt of Louis Fitch, like, you've got this sort of quite aggressive tilt of the beret and the sort of spiky bits across it, technical term that one that all hatters use. Spiky. And with turns out Queen had a skull and crossbones brooch. I never knew that, but it's the logo or the emblem of the regiment. And that was, yeah, Camilla wore that, and there was a skull and crossbones holding on the spiky bits on the hat, and the beret as well. And just such, I don't know, like, vivid colour.
Yeah, I think that's what really caught the eye, because it was such a deep navy, and then the pop of the red, it was really contrasting. And then the gold buttons as well, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. And we've forgotten the chainmail.
The chainmail on the shoulders. I was like, oh my God, that is impressive, yeah.
Full military. I mean, we've loved Kate's military looks over a long time.
Yeah.
But I think this is Camilla's sort of boldest and probably best one yet.
Yeah, I think so. Because I doubt Camilla isn't going to go to a military event and turn up in full-on military uniform like Anne might do, but I think this is a really good alternative because it's still fashion, but it's you still get the military thing there. And I don't know if you remember last year at Troop in the Colour, she also did a similar thing with the Grenadier Guards, you know, with that red dress that had the shoulder bits again.
Epaulettes,
yeah. I knew that was a word. With the epaulettes and the buttons. And I know that divided some people. Some people were about, I don't know, it looks a bit costumey, but I think it looks great. So yeah. Very memorable looks.
Yeah, I really liked it. And then I think there were lots of children there that would, because she talked about her, quoted from her dad's memoir and how he found it to be a real sort of relaxed and friendly and quite family supporting place. Although he does also say that the senior NCOs, non-commanding officers, took my education in hand and tactfully but firmly directed my philandering steps. They were very competent nannies with a decidedly un-nanny-like capacity for beer. It's an excellent way of describing things. And yeah, Camilla made a joke and said she wasn't going to inquire about the capacity for beer these days. but yeah, it was quite, while she was there, you know, inspecting the troops and doing that kind of thing, there were a lot of families there and, you know, cute children being, I mean, there's this little girl who's clearly, well, her mum said she's been practicing her curtsy for weeks, and she hands over the posy and then sort of just carries on curtsying. Camilla's chatting with the other children, including a little boy who does like big salute, big bow, and she's like, oh, what a great bow. So they were having a great day. So yeah, great look.
Yes.
I don't know. Difficult to probably rewear. I mean, I guess you can wear it every time you go there.
But yeah, that is true. I don't know. She's not going to wear it to, you know, another engagement or off down the shops, is she? So, yeah, maybe the next time we see her do an engagement with the Lancers, she'll get one that one out of the wardrobe.
It was a top look. So bravo, Fiona Clare, for that one. And Prince William's been back at work as well.
Yes, yeah, so he returned back to work last Thursday. He went to Surplus to Supper, which is a charity that basically collects in surplus food and then they make it into meals and then they can distribute it to people that need it across, I think it's Surrey and West London. So yeah, that was his first day back after his Easter break.
And inevitably everybody wants to know, is he going to say anything about Kate?
Yeah, I mean, that was what we all wanted to know, if he was going to say anything, if he could give us an update. So there was a little bit of an update. One of the volunteers at the charity gave William some get well cards, one for Kate and one for the King. And Yeah, William actually looked quite visibly moved. I don't know if you saw the video. He said, thank you, you're very kind. And when this volunteer, you know, said, please look after Kate, he promised I will. So, yeah, really nice.
That's good. Kind of nice. I don't know, we've been talking about the anniversary, a bit of an echo of the wedding vows that you kind of made.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was a really nice moment, actually, yeah.
He was chatting a bit about Louis and cricket as well, I think.
Yeah, so the charity is actually within Sunbury Cricket Club. And when he turned up, at first he said, Louis loves cricket. So, yeah, he's obviously following in the footsteps of George, I think, because he was at Lord's last year, wasn't he, watching a Ashes match. So, yeah, maybe we'll see Louis there in the future with Big Brother and Dad.
I get the feeling they kind of all love all of the sport.
Yeah. I mean, you can imagine it's the type of house where, like, the TV's on and there's just sport on the TV constantly. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and yeah, Kate loves the sport. William loves the sport. Plus, they get pretty good access to get some decent tickets to go watch quite a lot, should they wish to.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if, yeah, William's at, is it the FA Cup final? That's in a few weeks, maybe. He'll be there and see if we can, might take George or Louis.
Yeah, take them both. Take all the kids out.
Yeah. Nice day at the football, yeah.
Good outing. So I did also enjoy the van cam in the
that was pretty good. Yeah.
So yeah, it was on their sort of social media reel, with their sort of video montage of the day, and you've got the sort of the camera looking down inside the cab, and you've got the two blokes who do this regularly in their hi-vis, and then William jumps in the cab in his hi-vis, and you sort of got this bit of chat going on, and it was all quite jolly, really.
Yeah, he kind of seemed like, you know, man in a van, didn't he? Yeah. Well, maybe not quite the typical one, but yeah, he seemed to take it in his stride. Yeah,
it was Harry that did the carpool karaoke, wasn't it, back in the day with James Corden?
Oh, right? Yes, yeah, I remember William's that. Yeah,
done that one. And I thought also William looked pretty useful with his chopping skills.
Yeah, I was surprised because, you know, when we've seen him on previous engagements, baking and that sort of thing, he normally does himself down and like, I'm not the cook, I'm not the baker. It's normally Kate, but I think he could chop pretty well. I mean, that's the worst part of cooking for me, you know, the veg prep, having to cut them all up. But yeah, he seemed pretty handy.
He looked like not speedy, but kind of precise with his, yes, he's got quite a big knife, and it's one of those ones where I think the correct technique is what he was doing, which is where you sort of rock it on the tip up and down to just chop it along rather than lifting it up and down and going bang 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 each time. But yes, I don't think he's probably, you probably wouldn't want him catering the Buckingham Palace banquets for speed, but he might
manage a bit too slow,
supper for the family.
Yeah, he could. I'm sure he could whip up a decent family dinner, but yeah.
Always get somebody else to pull the pints because he's hopeless.
Yeah, yeah.
He's hopeless. It's been Earth Day this week.
Yes.
And the Royal Family Account, I guess they highlighted Charles's credentials and his long time that he's been speaking out about humanity's impact on the world, I guess, and how we can do things to change it. But I did also enjoy what they put on there to sort of engage with people. And a shout out to Inca, Ember and Aizen, although clearly not the best shout out they've had this week, because theirs was the letter that was kind of, or the first one featured. There were also ones from Susanna and Rose, who had written to the king or the king and queen, and or decorated them, and you know, in the lovely way that children do, sharing their important thoughts. And it's the children's equivalents of the Black Spider memos, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I suppose so. Yeah, telling them please keep looking after our planet. Yeah.
So I'm just gonna read a little bit of Inca, Ember and Aizen's message, because also just the way children express stuff is brilliant. Dear Your Majesty King Charles and Queen Camilla, we are writing to let you know that we think you are a very good king, because you are helping all the animals and plants to survive. I mean, that's some nice feedback, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. I'm sure Charles will be chuffed with that feedback. Yeah, I would be.
Good reviews, and then some good suggestions about other things they want him to help with. So yeah, really lovely, and I guess also just interesting seeing on the account asking people, you know, what are you doing, and asking them to engage rather than just it all just being broadcast. This is what we're doing, and we're super important.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We all need to do this together. Also, I mean, some interesting new honours this week.
Yeah.
I mean, not ones that easily trip off the tongue or make you think, I know exactly what these are about.
No, not exactly. So because Tuesday, Louis's birthday, was also St George's Day. That's the day that appointments to the historic royal orders are typically announced. So yeah, there was new appointments for William, Kate and Camilla. So Prince William becomes Great Master of the Order of Bath, if you know what that is. And then Kate became a Companion of Honour, which recognises achievements in the arts, medicine, science and public service. And it's the first time that a royal has been appointed to this. So yeah, a brand new position for Kate. And I suppose it shows the bond that she has between Charles and herself, and how they're both a lover of the arts.
Once you're queen, do you really need other titles and baubles? But Camilla is now Grand Master of the Order of the British Empire, which sounds a little bit like it's something from the Masons or like the Grand Wizard or something.
It's, yeah, it sounds very grand title, yeah. Yeah.
But also a little bit peculiar and not of this century.
Yeah, it seems like something from a bygone era, doesn't it? Yeah.
Let's face it. And the Duchess of Gloucester, still a working royal at the age of 77, is finally a member of the Order of the Garter.
Yeah, finally.
I mean, that's taken quite a long time, hasn't it? But, you know, so there's only ever 24 companions in this order, and it's the personal gift of the monarch. And there are three others who have joined this year. So Lord Lloyd Webber, Andrew Lloyd Webber, who, as well as doing, you know, Cats and Starlight Express and various other musicals, he also did do music for the coronation last year, and Air Chief Marshal Lord Peach and Lord Kakar, who has had a long career in medicine and public service. So Garter Day, always a fun one to look at and see them all in those also those outfits that you definitely wear down the shops.
Yeah, the robes and then the hat with the big feather plume. Yeah, I do like seeing them. I also like seeing the pictures on those days of kind of Kate kind of not laughing, but you know, like having a little sniggle. Look how William looks.
It's yes, darling funny. Husband, yeah. You definitely look fabulous
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a classic picture from a long time ago when it was Kate and Sophie and Camilla, sort of dubbed the Merry Wives of Windsor, because yeah. they all just had the giggles watching their husbands walking by. But the Order of the Bath, the Westminster Abbey helpfully shared some information about this. I'm not entirely sure I'm much the wiser, but the Order of the Bath is a military order established by George I on the 18th of May 1725. The order was a revival of an older custom dating back to medieval times. I mean, we have talked about these things not really being of this century, let's face it. When part of the ceremony of knighthood included a ritual bath, symbolic of spiritual purification, the Henry VII Lady Chapel is used for the installations of knights of the Order of the Bath, and the colourful banners of living knights hang there. Brass plates with coats of arms of current and former knights are attached to the stalls. The sovereign and the great master of the order continue to install new knights in the chapel. I had to... a really interesting visit to Westminster Abbey a couple of years ago with Zoe, which is an episode in the archive as well. I don't think we went to that chapel, so maybe we should go back again sometime. But yeah, interesting.
Yeah, in very interesting. Yeah,
I'm wondering whether we need to start making up our own like honours, the Pod Save the King honours, with just ridiculous titles that we can dish out to people. Anything that you fancy, Jen?
I'm not really sure.
Like the Grand Dame of the online typing.
Yeah, I think that would be my that would be my title.
First half sounds good. Second half's a little bit mundane. We might need to sprinkle it up a little bit. But yes, maybe we didn't do question of the week, listeners. But maybe we should do a question of the week this week and ask you what would you like your title to be, and we can decide whether or not we bestow it on you or not. Maybe we'll let Russell decide when he's back next week, because we hope he's enjoying a nice relaxing time on his holidays. Quick little look at some things stateside. Sarah, who called me out on Instagram after saying I'd said Meghan had sent jam to influencers. Yes, sorry. Yes, it was 50 friends that she sent it to, but I guess quite a lot of them have quite influential Instagram accounts, so I got a bit confused. So apologies for that. And there's a few more jam pictures been appearing, I think.
Yeah, they've been filtering through quite slowly. So we had a couple last week, and it was Tracy Robbins, I think, who is a friend of Meghan's that we know, and Delphina Blackier, who's the wife of Harry's polo playing pal Nacho Figueres. So yeah, they posted them quite early last week, and then yeah, as the days have gone on, we've seen more people. So we've had Meghan's Suits co-star Abigail Spencer, who we know she's quite close to. She appeared in the Harry and Meghan Netflix documentary, so she's been showing it off, and the jam with the ball, with the lemons, and then
totally natural poses.
Yeah, very natural with the dog as well. And then just this morning when I was, you know, you do your little scroll through Instagram on the bus on the way into work, Kris Jenner, the Kardashian matriarch, she's been there posting how she received the jam, and model wife of John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, who has quite, I think, a very big Instagram account, very influential on social media. She did a whole little video showing her cooking with the jam. So yeah, it's starting to get out there. But what I really want to know about this is who got number one, who got jar number one? Because you know how the numbered one, well, out of 50, and we've seen various numbers, but yeah, who got number one?
Harry. It's got to be Harry.
You've got to keep it for yourself. Probably was Harry, but it would be interesting to know.
It would be maybe one day when the jam is actually out there, we'll get the full jam origin story.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Yeah.
Might need a bigger jar to fit it on, I would imagine. Yeah. But so it's nice. And then there was another picture and some more sort of striking pictures with Abigail Spencer as well. So Megan, Abigail Spencer, and Kelly Zeifen posing in Love Like a Mother t-shirt. So that was ahead of Mother's Day in the US. We've been and done Mother's Day over here already, although I think one of my university friends who moved out to America and married an American guy, hopefully she gets two rounds of Mother's Day because that seems like a good option.
Yeah,
So Abigail and Megan were joining Kelly Zeifen in promoting these Love Like a Mother charity t-shirts. So they raise funds for Alliance of Moms, which aims to build bright futures for young parents who have experienced foster care. But the charity itself has come out, you know, kind of a really, truly tragic story with the death of one of Kelly's children, and one of her twins at the age of just 9. So she's absolutely heartbreaking the way she writes about grief and the love for her son and things on her Instagram account. It's just, I don't know, it's really I didn't know about it at all until I saw these pictures of her and Megan, and it's heartbreaking and unimaginable. And I guess she talks about how both the Instagram community, but also, you know, people like Megan have just really supported her in an incredibly difficult and painful time.
Yeah. I've seen quite a few pictures where Megan has been with Kelly, and yeah, they seem to have quite a close friendship, and yeah, they've been supporting each other through, yeah, what you say must be, you know, unimaginably difficult.
And the other bit of kind of stateside news has caused a little bit of intrigue, although actually maybe it's, you know, classic mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah.
Prince Harry being officially listed as a US resident on the travel list documents.
Yeah, so these were documents at Companies House in the UK for his travel list organisation, which now, so basically when he registered as been, you know, the co-founder of this organisation 4 years ago, it said that his permanent residence was in the United Kingdom, but now new documents have been lodged to say that that's changed and it's now in the United States. And it is obvious because he has lived there for 4 years, like you say, so it's not a shock. But, and it is a very small detail, you know, he's just changed it from UK to US, but I suppose it is quite significant at the same time because it's the first time that it's been officially said that he is a resident of the United States. And also it was quite interesting that the change was backdated to June 29th, 2023. And that's the day that they had to give back the keys to Frogmore Cottage in the UK. So maybe it shows that, you know, Harry isn't in any rush to come back and live in the UK anytime in the near future.
Well, I guess he's got no sort of legal, practical home here. I mean, you'd hope that things aren't so bad with the rest of the family that if he gave his UK address as, you know, Clarence House or Buckingham Palace or Kensington Palace, that they wouldn't forward his mail on to him or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I don't know. It strikes me as being totally logical. And if you, given that these are legal documents, and yes, quite often for residency, there are, like, you have to spend a minimum number of days in a country, and probably, you know, previously there would have been some latitude because of COVID and everything that's mad. And then, you know, maybe it's like a trial period or whatever, but, you know, you can't see him being back here for residency for anything that is meaningfully resident for a really long time. If ever, he's making his home and his life out there. And
yeah, and he said that as well, you know, in the I think it was an interview, it wasn't the most recent one he did on US TV, but before he actually said, like, home for me now is in America. It's in Montecito in Santa Barbara. That's where they see themselves as having their home now. So it's not really a surprise, but I suppose it's just, you know, that first time seeing it in black and white on an official document that it is, that's what he wants now. And then as well, he's talked about, you know, in that interview that he did on Good Morning America a few weeks ago, saying that he has thought about US citizenship as well. He did say that it isn't something that's high in his list of agenda, but, you know, you never know in the future.
So I think that's the royal news for this week.
Yes.
Anything that you're looking forward to coming up that we know is in the schedules? I mean, we're all excited for June and, you know, trooping and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, actually, talking about trooping, what we should talk about briefly is the sight yesterday of cavalry horses racing down the London streets after they'd thrown their riders and, you know, some of them quite injured and needing some proper TLC to recover from it.
Yeah, that was, I couldn't believe it when I saw the video on Twitter. Luckily, I wasn't anywhere near central London at the time, but yeah, it was quite a shocking sight to see two horses galloping through. It was like down the Strand to Aldwych, and they got quite far as well, didn't they? 6 miles.
They got a really long way, and yeah. You know, I think the theory is they got spooked by some building work.
Yeah,
and as my husband said, like, these horses, they're there when cannons are going off, yeah. And you know, but maybe they expect that when they're on the parade grounds or whatever,
yes.
And then when you're just walking down the street, you're not expecting it so much, but you know, hopefully everybody and all of the horses are all okay after that. But it was I mean, that was the madness of this week.
Yeah, definitely, that was probably my point. Yeah.
So yeah, I suspect that those horses may not be in the Drooping the Colour
maybe
ranks.
Not this year, no.
Not this year. But yes, you look quite excited when I asked you whether there was anything coming up you're looking forward to.
Because next week William is actually traveling to my neck of the woods, northeast of England. Yeah, so, and he's actually going to my family's hometown of Seaham in County Durham to visit a company that has been nominated as part of his Earthshot Prize. So yeah, I'll be quite interested to see how that one goes down. So,
oh,
yeah.
Great. Maybe we'll get
and you. It's also Princess Charlotte's birthday next Thursday. Oh, so 9 years old, can you believe?
Terrifying. Terrifying. Well, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed we'll get another photo.
Yes.
Next week. I was thinking about CM. What do we need to say about CM? No, it's a photo. That's fingers crossed for the photo. But yeah. We'll have a chat next week, maybe again, or you can tap up all of your old neighbours back in CM to see how much of a stir it's caused back home.
Yes, my parents to get them down there. They're retired. They've got nothing else better to do.
Get your mum and dad on the podcast. It'd be great. Jen, so lovely to catch up with you again. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, listeners.
Thanks for joining us again this week. And we look forward to bringing you, I don't know, whatever kind of royal week it is, whether it's a normal one, a fabulous pictures one, or a, you know, utterly unexpected one, for good or bad. We always enjoy talking it through and hopefully bringing you up to speed and giving you some different perspectives on things. Thank you ever so much for joining us. See you on Instagram, and until next time.
Pod Save the King.